interview is people that have been in meetings before to the open mic that used to go on. It's just like my favorite piece to do. But it's like I had like something like a vision and I just wrote it down and this is what I saw. It's called 3003. I had a dream last night and something wasn't right. I was in a courtroom full of people giving me sneers and grins. I looked at the judge, his face was all pale, old and wrinkly, sitting there in all his black. On the stand sat a tall, dark male that had to be at least 16. He talked of all the things I taught, how black people were from Africa, brought here on slave ships, too little for us to move. They separated our families, killed our elders, raped our women, erased the memory of our past. Took what away we was right and told us it was all wrong. Said, took our God from us and said, y'all civilized. I'm sorry, hold on. Let me back up. She said, and on the stand said a tall, dark male that had to be at least 16. He talked of all the things I taught, how black people were from Africa, brought here on slave ships, too little for us to move. They separated our families, killed our elders, raped our women, erased the memory of our past. Took what away we knew was right and told us it was all wrong. Said y'all civilized and gave us God. Told us to pray to him and he would take all our troubles away. But first you must pray to Jesus for your sins to go away. The prosecutor asked him, like, what proof did she have? He replied, some history books from back in the day. They had pictures and gave graphic details of what they took away, disguising it as their own. Claiming it to be their own. As I looked all around the courtroom, the room began to spin. I looked at my attorney and I asked him, what is this? He looked at me and said, trying to teach blacks. As I looked all around the courtroom, all I could see was white faces with notepads and pens. Some with TV cameras in the back looking at me, shaking their heads as mad as could be. I asked my lawyer what was my charge. He gave me a cold, dark stare and said, trying to teach blacks. As I looked at today's paper and in big black letters, black woman teaching facts. And in little black letters, I saw today's date. The year was 3003. You black people weren't free, bound in your ignorance of your own communities and ruined drug use and commons, alcoholics and courage. Schools now jail, no learning. It's a black man's hell. As I looked all around the courtroom, the room began to spin. I felt it all in my soul because it seemed so real. As I stood out of my seat, one silent bullet pierced the air, hit its target, and I fell dead. As I screamed out in pain, my body awakened to find myself in bed. Because I had just had a nightmare about the 3003 slave, y'all. I had a nightmare about the 3003 slave. Thank you.